But the turning point in the case actually arose out of a case we did on the other border between America and Mexico, where we likewise represented a small local group of environmental leaders who were opposed to a major energy project that crossed the border there. And the reason this is important is that historically, the president has claimed to have authority to ignore federal environmental law when issuing presidential permits, which are required to cross those two borders. And in the case we did in Southern California, also in federal district court in 2015, the court ruled for us in a precedent-setting order declaring that the president was not above the law, that he was subject to the Administrative Procedures Act, the National Environmental Policy Act, and other federal environmental laws when issuing presidential permits. You see, the president is not a federal agency. And so the Department of Justice for decades has argued it's not subject to these environmental laws. And armed with that precedent, in that case, we were able to persuade Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls that President Trump likewise was not above the law in this case.